Well, just a jaw and pour kerosene in the jaw, and then put the rag down through a stopper with a hole in it, so that part of the rag extended through, and then light the top of the rag.
What did they call that?
Lamp. Just a lamp.
Did you ever hear the name Flambeau?
I've heard the name, but we didn't call them that. I didn't hear the name Flambeau till people got fancy and had parties with Flambeaus in the yard, but we didn't call them Flambeau.
What's a Flambeau in the yard?
A Flambeau in the yard is what you're talking about, just a container that holds kerosene with a wick in it, and it comes on a long pole that you can stick in the ground. So you're having a big outdoor party, you stick these things around and light them just for outdoor light.
When did that come in?
Well, it seems to me I was a grown man before I saw the first one.
Would you use the word Flambeau to include those gas lights people have for decoration out in the yard that are fixed, you know, on the pole and the gas?
Yeah, I know what you're talking about, but I don't think here we call those Flambeau.
Okay, just a Flambeau is more portable?
More portable, and also it burns kerosene.
And inside the tire of the car, they used to have an
inner tube.
And if someone had just built a boat and they were going to put it in the water, they'd say they were going to
launch the boat.
What different kinds of boats did people used to have?
Well, here most people had what was known as skiffs, which were small flat-bottom boats.
They call that a
skiff.
Was that pointed or flat?
It was pointed on the bow, flat bottom, square stern. Then they had another boat that had two pointed ends. They called it a double ender, which was used more like a canoe.
What was the difference between it and a canoe?
It was pointed on both ends.
What's a canoe?
Oh, the difference, it was flat bottom.
Did you ever hear of a pirogue?
I know the pirogue from Louisiana, but we didn't have them here.
What about a bateau?
Well, I know of bateaus. No, we did have what we call bateaus, and they were square-ended. They were sort of like double-ended, except square-ended.
Oh, it's square at both ends.
Both ends. And they were used for oystering.
Why were they square at both ends?
Because you could stand in the bow with the square end and work your tongs, where with the pointed end you couldn't stand up.
Say if a child was just learning to dress himself, the mother brings in the clothes and tells them, here, what, your clothes, here?
Put on your clothes.
Or she hands them to him, she says, here.
Get dressed.
Would you say, here are your clothes, or here's your clothes?
Here are your clothes.
And if you had taken a child to the dentist and he was scared, the dentist might say, if you don't need to be scared, I
won't hate you.
Did you ever use the word ain't?
Yes, we all use it too much here. In fact, my wife's on a den right now to make me quit saying ain't.
How do you use it?
Well, I realize that she's correct in fussing at me about it, because I use it to make emphasis. I say I ain't going to do it. I mean, I am not going to do it, which I know is wrong, and I'm trying to break myself the habit. But I think we use it to emphasize.
Not just an ordinary.
If I'm not going to do it, it's not very serious. But if I ain't going to do it, I possibly am not going to do it.
What about he ain't going to do it? Or do you just use the word with I?
No, just I don't think we're very guilty of he ain't.
And say if I ask you, was that you I saw in town yesterday? You might say, no, it
wasn't me.
And if a woman wants to buy a dress of a certain color, she'd take along a little square of cloth to use as a
sample.
And if she sees a dress she likes a lot, she'd say the dress is very
suitable.
Or it's very she likes the way it looks.
It becomes me.
Okay. And something she'd wear over her dress in the kitchen.
Apron.
And to sign your name in ink, you'd use a
pen.
And to hold a baby's diaper in place,
you'd use a safety pin.
And a dime is worth